right, so today I'm going to be talking about if you're a senior right now, so if at this time if you're 2025 and you want to play D1 or you just want to get more clear on your recruiting situation right now, I'm going to share with you what's going on so that way hopefully you can still go D1 or you can just get a better clear picture on what you should be doing right now. And if you don't know who I am, I'm Trent Lohr, a former college quarterback. And so let's dive into it. So first off, I just want to talk about where we're at in the recruiting timeline, because we're now entering that as of recording this, I believe it's August 6th. So we're starting to enter into fall camp. Fall camp has started for most programs, starting to prep for the season. And so what you see now is for the 25 class for seniors, they have their board set, especially at the FBS level, definitely the Power Four level. And you're seeing that most scholarships have been given out. You've probably seen this on Twitter, social media, etc., that at these big time schools, scholarships have been given out. They're probably not going to give out much more. And so to move on down to lower level programs. And so that's definitely true. Like a lot of Power Four programs have solidified who they're going to offer. If they have offers out, then they know their backup plans. They know who they're talking to. And if you really, I want to stress this is if you aren't talking to D1 programs yet, and you're not, you don't know if you're on their boards, which if you don't know, then you're probably not on their boards, then your chance of getting on their boards or getting scholarship offers is extremely low. I'm not saying it's zero, but it's extremely low. And so that's just a reality that you have to face. And so I want to break this up into two camps. First camp is if you want to go D1 still, then I'm gonna talk about, and you don't have D1 offers yet, then how to go about that. If you don't have any D1 offers and you don't care about going D1, you're cool with going D2 or below, I'll talk about that as well, what you should be doing in those situations. So start off in camp number one, the D1 stuff. So if you have a D1 offer at this point, and I'm losing focus on my camera for some reason, maybe because I'm moving around too much, but we'll keep going. So if you're trying to go D1 and you don't have any D1 offers, the biggest issue you're facing is that no programs have committed to you that, hey, we're sending you an offer. Whether it's a non-committable offer or not, the fact that it doesn't show on social media is a red flag at this point, because you're going to get D1 offers if your junior film is good enough. And it just speaks to coaches that, hey, nobody's really buying into this guy. Either there's something going on behind the scenes that we're not seeing, or something with this film is glaring. And so they're not going to offer you based on that. And it's extremely tough. So what you need to do, and this is for both camps really, but you need to go exposure heavy. You need to really be focused on finding the one program that's going to take that chance on you. And I was just talking to family yesterday about this, is like he had a son who's very talented, just didn't get a lot of film his junior year. He's also undersized, but runs a 4.47 40. And there he's just like, we're just not able to find the program that's the right fit for him or that is willing to take a chance on him because of his size. And I stressed what he even said that his head coach was saying was like, he just has to find, like, there's guys out there that will love him, that he just has to find that program that is willing to take him on. And so the same thing goes for this. It's like you have to find that first program. From there, you see the opportunity start to arise because once you get that first offer, then other programs become interested in you because they see you and they're like, oh, okay, well, hey, let's check this kid out. Oh, actually, he's pretty solid, cool. And they pull the trigger. So the more schools that you expose yourself to, the better it's going to be for you. And so really be focused on just getting known by as many coaches as possible. So that way, I mean, if you think about it, like if you get known by all FBS and FCS coaches, if you get in front your film in front of all of them, the chances that one is gonna extend you an offer is extremely high versus if you limit yourself, then it's not very high. And so you have to widen your net and see what you can catch. Now, for the guys that aren't looking to only go D1, if you're open to other spots, if you feel like you're a D1 guy, continue reaching out to D1 schools. Give yourself a chance, but also on top of that, like D2, D3 NIA schools, reach out to them, build those relationships. But just remember that if you don't have offers right now, it's not a big deal. Like most of the offers from those schools are going to come after their season finishes up, after your senior year, or more deeper in the playoffs. And so, again, go exposure heavy, get known by as many coaches as possible, because then once that time hits, you're gonna have a bunch of offers And it just makes it really easy once you already have those relationships built versus getting into them later. And then you're far behind, you got to catch up and do all this stuff, and it's much easier when you're ahead. And so that is pretty much the game plan for those two camps. Do what is best for you. But the biggest thing here is, again, just keep getting known by coaches, be exposure heavy. Obviously, play well this season because that's going to be the most important piece. But you're not going to get recruited in a vacuum. So be sure to market yourself to college coaches. So hopefully, this helped give you some insight into things. Again, the chance of going D1 is not gone. It will never be gone until signing day and we're all wrapped up. But you have to be understanding of where we're at right now with signing day pushed up a little bit earlier to where it's in early December. It makes things happen a little bit faster. Guys are trying to secure their spots faster. And so ultimately, that's just where we're at right now. And so you have to recognize that, either adjust and accept that. So hopefully this helped. If you like this, got something from it, be sure to like and subscribe. I'll see you in the next one. Peace.